In Bristol Bay, nearly 300 people have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and over 200 are known to be in the pre-diabetes range, meaning without some lifestyle choices, they may well become diabetic in the years ahead. The number of people who have pre-diabetes is growing, which Commander Lois Schumacher, the diabetes program coordinator at the Kanackanack Hospital, says is concerning. I spoke with her this morning for some advice for all of us about improving our health and keeping diabetes at bay as we look to 2015.
Activity is the number one thing that we can do to decrease our risk for type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. The recommendation is doing 30 to 40 minutes of any sort of activity that increases our heart rate and creates a sweat, and then to do that on most days.
I've heard you mention before things like digging out a snow machine, that counts, or chopping firewood, that counts. Do you still stand by those suggestions?
Right. Like brisk walking, anything that gets that heart rate up. If you have to dig out your snow machine, great. Shoveling is great. Chopping wood, playing basketball, any type of activity that gets that heart rate up. The thing that the exercise does is by increasing our heart rate, we are increasing our circulation, and we're stimulating hormones in our body that may kind of be dormant. And that helps to lower the cholesterol as well as stimulating the insulin that we may already have on board. And insulin is what attaches to our muscle cells and lets the sugar from the blood go into our muscles to give us energy and therefore lowers the blood sugar level in the blood.
Exercise is certainly one of the main priorities, but I gather that diet is important and probably tobacco use and alcohol maybe even as well. What do you think about those?
Well, healthy eating for sure. You know, we're promoting choosemyplate.gov, which, you know, we no longer have the food pyramid now, but we have the plate method.
So this is new from what many of us learned back in elementary school.
Right, they're different, and they're making us look at our plate a little bit differently. You know, so making a quarter of our plate with the fruit, and fruit can be frozen, canned, or fresh, it doesn't matter. If it's canned, they're asking us to drain it, lightly rinse it, get off some of the excess sugars. Same with the vegetables, a quarter of our plate should be filled with vegetables. It can be fresh, frozen, or canned. If it's canned, they're asking us to drain it, lightly rinse it, get rid of the excess salt or the sodium. Then a quarter of our plate should be grains, making whole grains. The more whole grains that we have, the more fiber, helps to reduce our cholesterol, helps to stabilize our blood sugar level, decreases our risk for certain types of cancer. And then a quarter of our plate should be protein. Protein should be no more than the size of our palm, and making that protein lean, and then the methods that we're using to cook that protein, making sure that those are lean, low fat as well. And then our dairy should be low fat as well, you know, low fat milk or non-fat milk or low fat yogurt.
Lois, can you give us all the little pep talk for making our New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I think setting small goals, you know, working on something very small that would make a big difference. A lot of folks that we see are drinking a lot of excess sugars. You know, they're drinking, instead of eating their sugars, they're drinking them. So they're drinking a lot of soda pop, a lot of Tang, a lot of Kool-Aid. You know, getting rid of those high sugar drinks and choosing water instead is one big step that a lot of us can really do. And then just by cutting out a lot of the high sugar drinks helps us to lose weight throughout the year.
Well, thank you so much, Lois. Talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Commander Lois Schumacher coordinates the diabetes program at the Kanackanack Hospital in Dillingham.